Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Today I've got an audio excerpt from an answer I provided on my YouTube channel. You can check it out at thejonathanstarkshow.com and it'll redirect you to YouTube if you're into watching videos. Otherwise, you can just listen to the audio here on the podcast. Enjoy. Hey, Jonathan here. I've got a question from Being Raj, who asks, how to deal with little jobs like fixing a CSS mistake or a client who want to do a bunch of fixes or small tasks and expect to pay like $100 or $200, even if it's okay money like $50 an hour. Okay, couple things here. So first of all, I don't think it says, it doesn't say specifically, but let's say that a client comes along and they have a project for you and you give them a quote for the project, you value price it, however you do it, but you give them a fixed price, whether it's time, materials, or value. Hopefully it's value-based because the price will be higher. And if you do that, part of justifying a higher fee could be that for 12 months, there's a bug-free guarantee after the project is over or after the project launches, whatever the end point of the project is. So, what that means is when little fixes come along later on, because there's almost always little fixes on any kind of website or internal application, workflow application, there's always going to be something that somebody missed or, you know, some quarterly report that's not running right for some reason. So when you do the proposal, you can build in the certainty that there will be little tweaks later on into the price and just guarantee for 12 months, like bug-free, you know, fixes are free for 12 months. Of course, you're going to increase your price, though, to kind of compensate for that. So let's just say you were going to do a $10,000 project and you wanted to say, I know there's going to be stuff after that and I don't want to nickel and dime them later because that makes me look cheap and it's going to make them angry and it might reflect poorly on the work that I did. So if you're confident at what you do and you like to write really clean, maintainable code or markup or style sheets or whatever, and you believe that you're good, well, why wouldn't you stand behind your work and guarantee it? Like, yes, platforms will change and plugins will get out of date and little things will break, but they're usually all small things. It's not like a huge undertaking. So even if it's not your fault, little things are probably going to go wrong over time. And so you can say, look, we're going to do this project together. I'm not sure how long it's going to take. It'll be at least 3 months, but it could be as many as six. Since I don't know exactly how long it's going to take, I'm not going to charge you by the hour. There's going to be no clock ticking. I'm just going to give you a price for what you're looking to achieve. And I'm going to execute that. And at a certain point, it's going to be done. And after it's done, I'll give you for free for 12 months. I will fix anything that breaks for the entire time. No new features. We're not going to build new features. But if something breaks, there's a plugin conflict or a security patch that needs to be done, or a little CSS fix, I'll just do it. And for a project that you would normally have charged, say, $10,000, you can say, like, well, it's going to be $18,000. Here's the project, and then I've got this bug-free guarantee for 12 months. Doesn't have to be a bug-free guarantee. It could be whatever you would stand behind, but bug-free guarantee, I think, fits this situation specifically. And if they come back to you and like, well, geez, this seems really expensive. And you could say, well, it is. It's probably the most expensive quote you got, but you're probably not comparing apples to apples, because if you're getting quotes from other people, they're probably estimates. They're probably based on hours. And even if they said $5,000, go back to them and say, well, are you willing to guarantee that it'll only be $5,000 and you won't go a penny over? Will they stand behind their estimate? They probably won't. So it's not the same thing. I'm standing behind the price. I'm saying it's going to be $18,000, not a penny more. We're going to get the ball across the goal line that we've defined here. And then you've got this insurance policy for 12 months after that. If anything goes wrong, you're not going to have to worry about it. It's like a warranty on a car or a washing machine or something. So almost nobody is going to offer those kinds of insurances or assurances, you can think of it as like a warranty or a guarantee or an insurance policy. Other people are not going to stand behind their work that way. So if you wanted to, if you do a project, and normally after projects, you get these little nickel and dime sort of requests that half the time you just want to do for free because it's not even worth like writing an invoice and tracking your time and all of that stuff. just start building that into your proposals and say, like, for some period of time after we're done, then we'll do, you know, we'll just fix whatever. So you don't have to worry about that stuff. We don't want to nickel and dime you for these little fixes. Okay. So that was my first thought. So you've got a project and it's the little fixes that happen after the project. But what if it's not a project, or what if it's, say a new client who says, hey, I got your name from somebody. I understand you do CSS. I've got a bunch of little tweaks I need done. Could you fix them for me? What's your hourly rate? My first reply to someone the first possible reply is just like, no, I don't do that kind of stuff. But you could have a conversation with them and say, you know, what's the problem here? Why do you need these things fixed? Why do you need them fixed now? Why would you reach out to someone expensive like me to fix this stuff? Why don't you just do it? Don't you have an internal person that can do this? Don't you know somebody that can like tweak your CSS? Why would you reach out to a professional who, you know, with a reputation in the industry that, you know, to fix these little things? Like, why does it even matter? Why not leave it like the way that it is? And perhaps you'll get into a conversation where they say, our clients are really complaining about this, and our competitors are starting to, you know, are iterating very quickly and putting out really good stuff. And we're starting to feel that, that these little, you know, these buttons being a little bit off, and, you know, this unreadable text here because the background colors are wrong, it's starting to damage our brand. It's starting to create, doubt in the minds of our clients. We're not seeing as many conversions. We believe that it has to do with this sort of these little discrepancies. Then maybe you have a project and you say, well, okay, I know you came to me because you wanted these couple of things fixed, but it seems like your real problem is that you're experiencing a lot of customer churn, or your sales team is nervous that you're not going to be able to close deals, or your competitor is going to eat your lunch because they're iterating very quickly and doing a good job. So maybe there's a project here, and you can turn this request for these little fixes into something a little bit more meaty that you could value price and do over like a 3 to 6 month period, where you collaborate with them to do some sort of more, less of a band-aid, a little bit more of a fundamental fix, so that they're set up so that these kinds of bugs don't show up again in the future, so on and so forth. Okay. So that's a possibility. A lot of times when people come to you and they just want their toilet unclogged, they don't want to hear about a bathroom renovation though. So so it's probably unlikely that that would happen, but it could. Another thing that you can do is say, if you want to be in the business of doing just this kind of work, where like, hey, did your web team leave you in a lurch, or did they, you know, did you have a falling out with them, or did they flake out, disappear, go dark? You know, basically, did your web designer or your web developer abandon you? Or are they too expensive? Or they don't want to do this little work? You could build a whole sort of service around just doing these little kinds of things, where you jump in, you fix, you know, for some amount of month, maybe they pay you $500 a month, and they throw all these things into an issue tracker, and every month you just plow through as many as you can. I don't love that, but that's better than individual one-off types of things. So let's say you get a recurring like 500 or whatever the number is, some amount of money per month to do support and maintenance for their website. And if there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. If there's nothing to do for a few months in a row, maybe they change their mind and they don't pay you anymore. But if there is stuff to do, and you're sort of on the clock, not on the clock, but you're on the payroll is what I mean, getting a monthly recurring amount, and maybe you put some limits on it, like up to X number of fixes, so on and so forth. Then you could sort of have this standing situation where you've got this sort of standing financial recurring relationship with a client to come in and do support and maintenance. Again, I think this is a hard kind of business to grow without scaling up with bodies and outsourcing to, you know, a bunch of low cost employees. It's tough to scale that up. So it's not my favorite approach, but it's certainly better than, you know, someone coming in and saying, hey, can we give you $50 to change the color of all these buttons? That's just say no. I think I started off by saying, like, a lot of work like this, when it comes along, just refer it to someone else. Say, just go to Upwork and find someone on Upwork. It's not worth your time or money to really be focused on this kind of thing, because it doesn't build your business in any way. It's just a little bit of money for a big distraction. Okay, that's probably enough enough on that. I'm Jonathan Stark. If you have questions, you can hashtag Ask Jonathan on YouTube, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and we'll find it and add it to the queue. See ya. Would you like to learn how to get paid what you're worth? How about selling your expertise and not your labor? We work through all of this together in the pricing seminar. Pre-registration starts soon, and you can sign up to be among the first to know when early bird pricing is announced at thepricingseminar.com. That URL again is thepricingseminar.com. Hope to see you there.